night, Metroplex. Net. My name is Paul. The call again is Kilo Baker 2, Sugar Queen. And I'll be net control this evening. Do we have anyone on frequency to check in? Can I all call KB2, Sugar Queen?
Thunder. And, you know, the first
it was right in my car, you know. I pulled over, man, I got bombarded with that hail. I couldn't believe it. I said, what the devil is going on? I mean, it didn't give you any warning. You know, it was like somebody was pouring a bucket of hail down on, you know. I was up around, just as I got on the Springbrook last night. So, then when I got down here, not a thing, not a thing. Got down in Manhattan. But, yeah, strange weather, you know. And like you said, it lasts about 15 minutes and it was gone. Lightning, I saw it lit up the sky. Looked like over, I guess, Jackson Avenue on the Springbrook. And it was just terrific there for a while there. I couldn't believe it. Anyway, okay on your temperature there. Got 30 winds up to 25 to 35 miles with gusts up to 50 miles an hour. Expected all night long, so until Friday evening at 6 o'clock. Break with you, Jim. Let's go over to Armand, who's been missing in action for a few series. W2FHA, good evening. Come aboard.
Okay, fellas. Maybe things aren't as bad as up in Jim's way there, where, you know, it's a little bit more snow than we got here. Jersey City got terribly little snow and very little rain. You know, it wasn't really that heavy. It didn't get that much water, but the cold and the winds were pretty nasty, especially today. Because I was out, I took a walk up the avenue, and, you know, when I got about halfway up there, I wished I had started in the first place. And I just hate winter, but what am I going to do? I'm not the type that would take off and go to Florida in 6 months. I don't know what I'd do down there. You know, I'd be terribly bored. Anyway, are you coming to the luncheon on Saturday, Paul? We hope to see you there. And we hope we have a good crowd, even though I don't know exactly who's coming. But come as they may. Back to net control. WA2SHA.
Unfortunately, I will not be there. I'd already mentioned that at the meeting when we were first talking about it. And because I knew I had another affair with Sandra. You know, so I knew I wouldn't be able to make the Metroplex one day, I should say. Went to one today. I started my party today. Went to one today up in Yonkers. My old command, they have one every third, every quarter. And this was a Christmas one. We had 72 guys that show up today. That's the largest crowd I've seen. 72 retirees, I guess, showed up every day at the luncheon. So it was very nice. The food was delicious. Some shepherd's pie, some turkey. The salad was delicious. I mean, we had a good spread there, Armand. So I enjoyed that. And then after we went across to the Yonkers racetrack and had a little luck over there. So had a good day, Armand. Okay, on the walking, yeah. Once you started, yeah, I know you said, like you said, Armand, you wish you hadn't started. And hopefully you were dressed warm enough. Because I tell you, that wind, we were up in Yonkers there, crossing the highway from the racetrack over to the restaurant with nothing there to block that wind. I tell you, I thought I was in Chicago someplace there. Okay, Alma, we have you. Thanks for stopping by this evening. Just a check-in tonight. Let's go up to James up in Hawthorne. James, how things up in your neck of the woods? KB2LOY. Come aboard, please.
Good evening, Paul. Good evening, everyone on the net. KB1LOY, Hawthorne, New York, where we're currently holding 33 degrees, and looking at winds out of the south-southeast at 9 miles an hour. And we expect those winds to be getting up. I'm hearing all kinds of reports out there, and it should really get everybody getting the spirit of the holiday season out there, because we've got some positive drive that, and it's all washed away. That's easy storm to get. And when they go the other way, when they start out rain, the drenching snow, those are the hard ones. You got to scrape them off the windshield. Causes all kinds of problems. We're going to be in town for the weekend. I'm going to take my wife down to see the decorations downtown. She says she particularly wants to see the decorations over to the Tiffany's. I told her, oh, they don't have any good decorations over there. Honey, you want to go someplace else, maybe like a low-budget place like Kmart or something like that, but I don't think I want to take you down to Tiffany's. She may find something that's outstanding for us. I'll have to bring you home with us. So with that, we'll turn it back to Ned, and we'll see you for the good evening. One and all right.
Okay, James. Let's see, you went up to Ithaca last week, didn't you, or some family members? How did they make out up there? Was it much snow up in that neck of the woods?
No, I was down in Princeton last week. We were down to the concert, my son's band concert down at Princeton.
Oh, okay. Hopefully you had a good trip down there. Somebody I talked to was up in the Ithaca. Don't recall last week they mentioned on the net that they were going up to that neck of the woods. And forgot who it was. I was thinking it was you. I know a couple of weeks prior that you were up in Boston there. Okay, Jane. Let's break with you. And let's go up to Greenfield Park. I'm pretty sure he's going to get the Icicle Award for the net tonight. N28.T. Don, come aboard. Good evening.
Loader and some boasting and that. So you're absolutely right. down the street, so who knows, and 283, thank you.
Normally it doesn't do. At any rate, that's the story there. And, well, you got to be feel good about something. The 21st is coming around in only, you know, a week and a half or so from now. And the sun will be coming up again. Gee, when I went out today, I was surprised to see the shadow of a parking meter about 12 feet long at noon. And that's terrible. And, oh, darn this winter. So, back to net control, WA2SHA.
Okay, I'm using XP, using it for a few years, and I had to be talked into to get out of the 2000, and I like it. I really like the XP armor. Of course, when these new ones come out, there's always some little bugs and glitches in it. This, I think, was having some bugs in that. And I heard some guys that are talking on 75 a couple of nights ago about Windows 7. But, you know, some people are going to find a problem, regardless if there is a problem. If there isn't a problem, I should say. But I haven't heard too many problems from the Windows 7 yet. But I know what Vista came out of. Vista, I think it is Vista, yeah. There were some problems with that for a while, but I think they've gotten those worked out. But I'm going to stick with Windows XP as long as I can, until I start having problems. And it works fine with me. I've got the hang, really hang of it there. Have you heard anything from Walt? Hopefully he's well and his family is okay there, because I've heard from him in about 3 weeks there.
I heard from him this morning, but he said he couldn't make the net tonight. So, we're not expecting him, of course. He's okay. Yeah. You know, a couple issues that come with age. What are you going to do, you know? Me too. But they're small. I think Walt has a cold, and the cold is starting to go away now. I don't think he'll be there anymore tomorrow or by the time luncheon comes along. Knock wood, I haven't got my cold yet. Usually it's a 2 or 3 year cycle, and then I get a terrible cold. Terrible head cold begins. And it all starts with like a spot in the throat. When you swallow, you feel like a roughness, and I say, uh-oh, that's the beginning of it, because that really rolls you over in about a day or two. And you're sniffling and clogged nose, and oh, it's just terrible. You got to carry a roll of toilet paper with you. Too so much nose blowing, you know. About the Windows 7, Windows 7 is pretty good, too. There's not much wrong with Windows 7. It's sort of like XP. It's not much different. The crappiest programs that Bill Gates brought out were Millennium and Vista. I think both of them stunk. Actually, you don't hear about Millennium anymore. That was number 50 as far as the rating of a program. It was junk. That came out shortly after XP. Millennium came shortly after XP, and then Vista came. The progression of Windows, if you remember, all started when Windows 3.1 back in the 90s, and it worked up from there until we have the version 7. But sticking with XP, I hope we'll be able to stay with it quite a few years. I believe we can, just like Windows 2000. And by the way, the one I bought for $64 was the Professional. That's Windows XP Professional. And what's nice about the Professional, it doesn't matter too much for home use, but if you have a network going, it's very, very easy to manage the computers on the network, manage all the devices on the network. You have pretty much good control over everything. Don't forget, like Windows 2000, Windows XP Professional can, say, run a school with 500 terminals in it, or workstations. It's pretty powerful. It has the Windows 2000 power. But anyway, that's the story there. So I'm glad everything's all right with you, Jim. And by the way, wood burning. I don't think there's anything too Christmassy about an oil burner downstairs roaring away, especially when oil costs $3.15 a gallon. Oh, jeez, I just see the money flying up the chimney. I keep it around 71 in the house. An extra
spoke. I said you were night.
See that?
Timed out, that's why I said that.
Aware I cut out, but I heard that double beeping going on. I knew that I overtalked for 3 minutes.
Yeah, you went out about, you were talking about the wood stove, the price of the oil you gave, and right after that you went out to QSL.
Is this about the end of it? I just mentioned the price of the oil, and that was about the end of my conversation, and that it's roaring away, keeping 71 degrees in the house. And the prices of oil are starting to head up again, just like gasoline, I guess. You know, they track. But oil always costs a little more than the gasoline, and I guess that's because of the transportation, the fact they have to deliver it and run the trucks, all the overhead and everything else like that. Well, what are you going to do? I might as well stick with it, because any changing of the boiler to gas or anything like that would probably not save a great deal of money with gas prices going up, and besides would cost a few $1,000s to change the system, which is working really well now. Back to you, Paul.
Okay, Armin. Very good, yeah. Hear people complaining about the price of the oil. They are hoping, looking forward to a nice winter. Maybe we wouldn't have to buy a whole lot of oil, but I think we're going to be in for a mean one. From the old folks saying, when you see the acorn trees with a whole lot of acorns on them, it's going to be a rough winter because they look out for the squirrels and things there. Okay. Let's go to James there and see if you got any final comments. KB1LOY, KB2 Sugar Queen. Okay, maybe James checked out there. Mr. Don, for final comments, N2HIT, 22 degrees, feeling like 9. The Icicle Award for the net tonight. Come aboard with any final comments, Don. KB2, Sierra, Quebec.
Okay, Hotel India Tango, Greenfield Park, you're right. The wind is out the west of 17 miles an hour, so definitely make it feel like 9, but I'm glad the wind is not out the north. It's probably even worse. It's still early in the evening, so I'm sure tonight we're going to go down much, much lower. We'll probably be in the do well down in the team tonight. Good sleep night. And we're in the right place for it, so quiet. Wife's in her room looking at TV and talking on the phone. I have my room with all my toys and computers and everything and the TV on. And after the next patrol, I just roll over, set most of the stuff off. So with that, to all on frequency, have a safe holiday, count your blessings, get ready for the new year, all you and the family enjoy the different fairs you're going to. Tell that young man, work will set him free while he's got his youth, make the money. Then one day he'll be into his pension and retirement like us. So that N2HIT, beautiful Greenfield Park, saying 73 and stepping back to Mexico.
Okay, Don. And I've sent several messages to Vicki. I haven't gotten any response back from her on what's this thing called? What's that program I have in here? Skype. I try to send a message on Echolink. Try to call her. Send emails and no replies, Don. So we'll see what happens. And I knew Bob, WA2UAE, would not be on tonight because he has another meeting he goes to. He informed me last week, so that's why he's not around tonight. And I was looking for Eco to come aboard also, give an update on the Echolink, but he didn't check in either, so we'll see what happens. Anyway, we thank you all for checking in tonight, and we look forward to having you next week. And Jim, KCPDHU, is that Dave hanging off the, is that Dave, what's Dave called, K2DES? Is that him? Hey, Jim, is that him hanging off the ladder fell, and that's him hanging on the building there?
Might be, it may not be, I don't know. I have to get around the other side of the house and look for the space there, but I thought that Yeah. You might get a cop come by here every now and then. Yeah, they sit up on the hill sometimes and fill out the lottery tickets. That's about it. But I thought that was pretty good. And one last comment to Armin there. I think from Windows 2000 on, they started using the NT platform. So I know anything after Windows 98, you can't run DOS programs on, or they won't run right. Certain programs will, some programs won't. I guess that's it. They started going to the NTSF or NTSP, whatever the heck it was, file format there. Getting confused by all of it there. But I've been able to get some things to run with DOS box. Not the DOS box that comes to Windows, but a program called DOS box. And Armin, if you ever need any more XP, don't buy it. Contact me by email, because I have a beautiful hack DVD that actually has 50 versions of the Windows operating system on it. And they have versions of XP on there called Tiny XP, but I use. And it strips it of all the crap that nobody's going to use. And if you're trying to put XP with Service Pack 2 or 3 onto a little, an old laptop with a 4 gig hard drive, you never get Service Pack 2 on it. But Tiny XP, you can put it on there, you have about 3/4 of a hard drive left. It's still XP. It just takes away all the stupid languages and stuff you really don't see on the graphical end. Makes the screen look pretty when you're looking at it. But it's beautiful. And it is on a DVD, so whatever you do, if you put it in the screen, just slap a DVD burner on it. Contact me by email. If you ever need that, I'll be more than happy to bring a copy of it right away. I got it from one of my customers, Doug Hacker there. And he got it from somebody else, yada, yada, yada. And it also has Windows 03 server on it, which is pretty good if you want to mess around with that. But don't ever spend any more money on it. Bill Gates has got enough. Back over to that.
Any comments back to Jim?
Yeah, well, thanks for the offer. It sounds real good. That sounds nice. Yeah, Windows is big. XP is big. It certainly isn't very happy with small laptops. And you're right, there's a lot of garbage in it. One of the reasons that Windows XP does better than 2000, it's based on the Windows 2000, really. XP has the NTFS file system and everything else. But there's a slightly different way they handle the I.O. ports and stuff like that, which makes certain older applications that would run on 2000 not possible to run on. Applications that come out, the newer applications that came out in the last few years, many of them won't run on 2000 anymore because of the different way they run the DLLs. And that started to get annoying enough to switch me over to XP. And I hope I can stick with XP now for the next 10 years, if I last that long. But, thanks for the offer. And when I get around to putting it in the other machine downstairs, I'd like to put XP in there because Windows 7 will fail. Bill Gates will give me the blue screen of death come June because he told me so. It's only a trial version, and there's no hope of ever getting it working without, buying it. And I'm not going to buy Windows 7. I don't need it. Everything that runs on Windows 7 seems to run on XP as far as later applications go, so there's no problem. Yeah, Jim, so that's the story here. Back to net, Paul.
Okay. I'll take a standby to see if anyone has any additional comments before we close down the net. Call KB2 Sierra Quebec Net Control.
KB2 Sugar Queen, will you take a late check-in? This is KB2 VDO.
Sure, John. Come aboard. KB2 VBO, President of Metroplex. Come on in and see a few thousand.
Yeah. Good evening. This got in about 10 minutes ago and I heard the exchange, Norman, and a discussion about the Windows operating system. I've been running, you know, Windows 2000, you know, God knows when, you know, since I got involved with this, and was pirating copy. And just about 3 weeks ago, I purchased a new computer, laptop for the wife. Got 7 on it, and, you know, it seems very similar as far as the operating, you know, it's going to be a little bit simpler. But interestingly enough, I have a lot of old applications and games, and I transferred over to it, and it, you know, just adapted to it, no problem at all.
Yeah, I think Armin was saying, John, that some of the things that he was downloading was having a problem, you know, with a lot of stuff that's being updated now. So either run with XP or higher. So I think that's what, I don't know if you're going to run into the same problem or not. But yeah, oh, congratulations on the new one. And it's got Windows 7 in. I have no intention of updating to 7 unless I have to, unless it becomes a, they throw me off of this one. But we'll see what happens there, John. But congratulations on the new one there. A lot of success with it, John QSL. I don't know where John went. But anyway, any additional, anyone else with any comments?
WA2SAJ.
Yeah, go ahead, Armin.
Give you an example of an application problem. I have 2 Sound Blaster cards. They're the Sound Blaster Audigy SE. And the reason I like them so much is because the sound samples which they have for use with the MIDI files, which are actually snippets of orchestral instruments, really sound very good and very realistic. It's all built into the Sound Blaster cards. They hold patents on that special synthesizer, what they call EMU synthesizer process. Now, both these sound cards worked well with Windows 2000, no problem. But Windows 7 can't use it. I put in the disk for the Audigy SE sound card, and it says not supported by this operating system. However, it's supported by XP. XP still supports both cards. So I'm out of luck on the sound cards down there in the Windows 7 computer. The Sound Blaster card works only in native mode, and it uses, instead of the wonderful sounds that are built into it, the instrumental sounds, it uses the Microsoft wavetable, Bill Gates' own wavetable, and they sort of sound crummy, you know? It's like putting an orchestra in the bottom of an ash can. A metal ash can at that, compared to the Sound Blaster cards. So you can see that, you know, as you go towards Windows 7, a few more old applications are going to fail, you know. That's one of them. Back to you, Paul.
Okay, QSL. This is John is back. Hey, KB2VVO, John.
Yeah. I've been listening. Yeah, what Armin, you know, says is essentially right. He said, I've even run into that situation with trackball. I added a trackball to the laptop the wife has, and, you know, it goes back to, you know, their own setup for it. You know, doesn't accept, the outside manufacturers effects on that. You know, but, 7, you know, seems like they're trying to cover all the bases there, you know, with their own system. And they do a pretty good job of it, but at some point or another, you know, they deny you, you know, the flexibility of the hardware. Try to, you know, attach different devices to it. Once upon a time, you know, you have to, you know, load your try for another install, you know, like that's sort of risky.
No,
that's yet to be explored.
QSL, any comments on it, Armin or Jim?
Jim, got any comments? I have, but let Jim go ahead first. Accessories. was surprised that my old Acer USB scanner, which was one of the first out that I bought maybe about 12 years ago, XP had the driver built in. It just saw the scanner and installed it right away, you know. So some of this old stuff gives you no trouble at all. Others do.
Guess I'll comment again. KC2TA2. I remember when XP came out, a lot of drivers weren't supported there for digital cameras and all kinds of stuff. People were going through all kinds of problems. And people were, you know, basically going out and buying new digital cameras because they couldn't get drivers for it. Well, you know, those cameras people threw out. You could pick them out of the trash. 6 months later, the drivers were there for them. You know, it was a new thing. And, you know, it had to fly. Somebody gave me an old printer. Well, it wasn't that old, actually. It was one of these HP small little desk jet jobs there. I think it was a 9100 series or something like that, a 9000 series. And, you know, I downloaded the drivers for it. I figured I'd just use it to shop on the server. And it wouldn't run with server 03. What I got running on the server, and I'm saying to myself, you know, maybe I shouldn't have put server 03 on this thing, on this server. Maybe I should just put XP on it. And I talked to my buddy Larry, because he works on some servers. And he said, no, I just download the drivers, unpack, put it in the directory someplace, and do a manual install on it. And just point it towards the, what the heck file is that? I got it written. The INF file. Point it towards the INF file. Don't let it automatically install itself. And sure be peaceful. I just pointed it towards the INF file and it installed the driver. I looked on the HP website. There were no drivers for server 03. There were servers for XP, I think 2000. I think there were drivers up there for Windows 7 too. But nothing for server 03. So I just pointed it towards that INF file. I said, well, I got to lose. What I can do is crash it and be put it and install it, you know. And it stuck, you know. So there's usually ways around things. Google's very good friends for that, too, finding ways around it. And I just think because 7 is new and it is going to take off because it seems to be working well with the people I talk to, that you give it a little while there and, you know, it was a good sound card. So that's, they'll have a driver out for it. It wasn't the bottom of the barrel fine sound card you bought for $49.95. You know, that was a good sound card. And, you know, Sound Blast has had a reputation for many, many years. They don't want people to start dissing them now that people have paid good money on these sound cards and say, hey, why can't you write a driver for this darn thing? You know, and then to go out and start buying a Turtle Beach or something else instead of a Sound Blast that's been a household name for years and years and years. I can almost guarantee you they wouldn't do the right thing, PR-wise. And they may send them off an email.
To CYY.
Okay. Jim, I'll get right back to you. Into CYY. Good evening. Come aboard.
I didn't want to crash anything. I was listening for a while, so I figured I'd throw my call out. Good evening to everybody. I was going to just, I guess, follow up something that Armin said. My son does a lot of gaming and has always bought Sound Blaster, Audigy, whatever type cards. And I got to say, from listening to him grumble and yell and scream, despite the fact that they have the best sound cards out there, lots and lots of times there are serious problems with the way Creative writes those drivers. The other thing I was just wondering is I know that Windows 7 will allow you to run things, or programs at least, in a compatibility mode with an earlier operating system. And I just was wondering if Armin could do a workaround that way to get his sound card to work.
Right, Armin.
Oh, I don't know. I really don't know. The thing is that neither Creative Labs nor the Microsoft has the drivers which will bring up the instrument synthesizer in the old Audigy SE cards. And not at least at present they don't. And like I said, I got the blue screen of death trying to install a few of the drivers, which I thought might be compatible, but they weren't. So it's hard to say. Microsoft insists on installing its native driver, which doesn't give you any real control over the card other than the volume console and the MIDI input and output, but supplies its own wavetable. Microsoft has a wavetable which is a lot better than the one they used to use, but it's nothing like the one that is contained within the Audigy EMU sound system. So it's not that important to me, because the computer I have here upstairs, an old AMD 2600, is working fine with Windows XP, and the Audigy SE just loves sitting in there, so there's no problem. But, you know, it's just sort of a challenge to get it working with the Windows 7 computer downstairs. Back to them.
Go ahead, Lou. It's good to hear you, man. Are you mobile, by the way, Lou?
I should have mentioned that. I am mobile. I was doing my Costco thing, so I'm on my way home on Route 17, and I clicked on the radio and turned to Metroplex to see if you guys were on. So I figured I would say hello. So I don't know. I have no clue what the rotation is. So I'll turn it back to Ned.
Lou, are you by Boston Market or Wendy's?
I had a slice of pizza at Costco, John. That was it.
Lou, they have some good pizza at Costco. The one over on, where I go there on Hackensack River Road, I enjoy that pizza. You know, nice pizza there. QSL, Lou.
That's the Roger. That's the one I go to, the one on River Road in Hackensack. And their pizza is really excellent. So they grab a slice or two, sit down with a soda, and it's good.
Yeah, QSL. Let's see. Jim, you got any additional comments?
No, Paul, thank you very much. I'll let it rest for now. I keep this going all night long then. But I got some stuff to do. I'm sure all you guys do too. But you're good conversation there anyhow. And so I want to thank you and the people in Metroplex once again for letting us join in there and be a part of your Thursday evening that we really, really enjoy it up here. You know, around here and going up to upstate New York, we definitely enjoy it. Back over to Net Control, 373 to off KC to DHU.
Okay. Anyone else with any additional comments? KB2 Sugar Queen.
I don't have too many comments. No, I'm sort of run out now. But we will be experimenting with Windows 7, and we'll probably be able to give Jim a little more information on what I've done next week, you know. The one thing about these newer programs, compared to Windows 95, they're a heck of a lot better. When 95 crashed, you practically had to reinstall the whole damn thing. 95 was pretty awful, too, but after all, that was a transition operating system between 3.1, which was completely DOS-based, and 95, which is like half DOS and half, 32-bit type of system. So, I think we're getting better all around. Windows 7 is, as far as I'm concerned, 95% good, at least that. Okay, back to Net. Pick it up, Paul. WA2SHA here.
Okay, dope. Hey, Lou, let me ask you this. Do you have on your shorts tonight or some long leg pants?
I have to admit, shamefacedly, that you would be surprised. I am actually wearing long pants. For the last week or two, I just haven't been feeling myself. Not exactly sick, but just not myself. So, for instance, last night, 1070 had its Christmas get-together, and I was prepared to wear shorts, but I actually went and wore long pants with which shocked quite a few people.
Okay, Ben, I'm sure it was shocking, but I've never seen you with long pants on. Okay, Lou, take care. And again, thanks for stopping in there. And we had a very nice night there, talking about the Windows XP 2000, the Windows 7, problems with it, and all that kind of stuff. I enjoyed it. So with that, we'll shut down the net at 9:03 p.m. And if anybody has an additional comment before I officially shut it down, I'll take a standby.
I certainly would have liked to see Lou in long pants myself. That's remarkable. Short pants on Christmas in this cold, terrible weather. Oh, my. Okay, so 73, Lou, Jim, John, Paul, and Don, if he's still listening. I'm not sure. And it's been an enjoyable evening of conversation, and we hope we have another one next week. 73, everyone.
Good to see you all as well. Take care, everybody.
73, KB2, ABO. Okay, and good night to everybody. Jim, you can disconnect up on up in Tompkins Cove there, and I appreciate you stopping in tonight. KC2BHU, KB2 Sugar Point.